Back here at Dove Valley Monday, Broncos back on the field. Happy to be joined now by SiriusXM's Pat Kerwin, who said just before we started taping, 11 camps you've been to so far?
11 12? In a row.
11
and
in a row.
Took 2 days off and we're back on it. And I like this, like the ankle leg of the tour.
Yeah.
Denver to Seattle to San Francisco to Arizona. I'm pretty sure we're going to see at least one of the Super Bowl teams.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for stopping by. You want to work in the NFL and cover the NFL, that's what you got to do. You got to work that many days in a row. What brings you here? What are you looking for when these guys are on the field? I'm guessing it probably starts with Peyton, but it doesn't stop there. No. So many stories with this team.
No, but you know what happens to a team like this? Peyton's still here, so everyone thinks it's the same football team, but it's not. There's been a lot of changes. Right. A lot of players that were factors last year are gone. You had a whole bunch of guys on IR going into the Super Bowl last year, so I'm here to see how they look and how this team is being put together. DeMarcus Ware looks terrific, and he looks like he's got enough. And I think John Fox is perfect for those older veterans you bring in because he knows how to train them and keep them fresh for the game. So I'm very impressed with the football team. They got a lot. They're actually going to be better on defense, and the offense is what it is anyway.
How much do you take out of preseason games? Let's say when the starters are in there, you're probably looking at that more than the second and third string guys for depth. But the starters, how much do you glean from preseason games?
Not much. I've gotten a lot more watching scrimmages. Yeah. Now, we got done with the Patriots and the Redskins, and they went all day in front of me, and they were able to orchestrate situational play that preseason games you can't predict. If Peyton plays 10 plays, he may have no red zone snaps, no goal line snaps. Right. But when you watch the scrimmages, you get a chance to see all that. So I take a lot more out of the scrimmages than I would out of a preseason game.
How excited are you personally for this upcoming season? You get to see all these camps. You're going to go see a whole bunch more. But week one's going to be here so soon.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm always interested in how the officials interpret the rules. Now, they threaten everybody every year that they're going to call X, Y, and Z, and now it's all about the defensive backs being too physical. Typically, at least in my experiences, they're going to make that a big point of emphasis in preseason and then back off in the regular season and let them play a lot more than we think.
In case people don't know, where can they find you on SiriusXM?
Yeah, SiriusXM is Channel 88. We're on every day, 3 to 7 Eastern, 4 hours with Jim Miller. I used to be with Tim Ryan. Yep. He's gone off to do other things. Jim is an ex-NFL quarterback, so we have really driven deeper into the quarterback play. He is right now studying Osweiler and Peyton, so we'll be able to talk a lot about your offense.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day here. Safe travels through the rest of these camps. Pat Kerwin, kind enough to join us. Plenty of more coverage about today's practice on DenverBroncos.com.